Okay, 1 in 6 Americans say they use their dishwasher for something other than washing dishes. What?
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 Wait a minute, what?
Yes.
That sounds weird.
Right?
I mean, there's things that I know that some people put in their dishwashers that I don't even put in there, like just regular dishes or pots and pans. Like, do you wash your pots and pans in a dishwasher?
Not normally.
No.
Every once in a while I will, but not like that's not part. I feel like I have to really scrub to get in them, and I feel like I don't trust my dishwasher enough to do it. And it makes me mad if I put it through, it takes up all that real estate inside the dishwasher. Mm-hmm.
And then it doesn't do a great job.
Then what?
Yeah.
Then I've wasted it.
No, I'm with you.
No, it says that people use it for storage. Like, what are you storing in there? Sweaters? What do you, Carrie Bradshaw and Sex in the City? That's what she used her stove for?
I mean, if it's broken, that's one thing, I suppose.
People use it to cook. Have you watched those viral videos where people cook in their dishwasher? It's like, I don't understand.
I've heard about them. I guess there's some sort of chicken you can make in your dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
Not now, not ever. I mean, why? Why would I do that to both my dishwasher and my chicken?
People use it as like a dryer. So basically they wash the dishes by hand,
mm-hmm.
and then they just put it in there to dry.
Oh, for a rack?
Yeah, like a rack.
Mm.
But, well, it does it both. Why would you use that? And can you just put it on the counter next to the sink?
Seems odd.
I found a list, though, of things that you're actually supposed to clean in your dishwasher that are really good, and I think you're going to be really surprised by this.
What's up?
Kitchen exhaust filters.
I did not know that. You mean like the range above your stove or something?
Yeah.
Wow, that's wild.
Dish sponges. Like, can't you just throw them away?
Yeah. I mean, they tell you to microwave them for, you know, kill bacteria. But yeah, after a few weeks, I mean, just replace them.
Plastic toys. I've done this a couple times. Like, sometimes Dakota, my toddler, she gets like the gunk from like bananas and like juice all over her toys. And if like the small little plastic figurines that she plays with, I'll toss them in there.
Okay.
But do you know that you can use a dishwasher to clean your toothbrush, this says?
I know that some people put the toothbrush holder, like that thing that looks like a cup. It's got a bottom and a top.
Yeah.
You put that in there. But I mean, the toothbrush itself.
Yeah. And it says your hairbrush can go in the dishwasher.
File these both under sponges.
It doesn't make sense.
I mean, let's just replace those things.
Wow.
If anything, I cut the front side of it open and make like a pet cubby or something like that.
Yeah.
Put their bed in there.
Let us know on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. Do you have any other creative things? Are you this 1 in 6 people that uses your dishwasher for something besides washing dishes? What do you use it for? If you're not friends with us yet, just search for Anna and Raven on Facebook.
You'll be saying wow every time you use this towel.
This is my George Foreman feminized grill.
Call now. We'll give you a second set absolutely free.
Trying some of the hottest holiday gifts to see if they're actually worth it. And one of the biggest gifts this holiday season is this Theragun. I keep seeing it everywhere.
Is that the heated?
It's not.
Like,
I don't think
pulse
it's heated.
Massager?
Yeah, exactly. They call it a therapy device, but it's basically like a rubber ball that vibrates really hard and it punches you to help ease muscle pain. It's really for people that are very, very active. Like if you go to their website.
So you're looking at me and you're saying, it's not for me. Immediately, that's the tone I got from you.
I don't know. You like take sore muscles and you shoot it at it, and then it's supposed to like ease the pain away. And if you go to their website, they have like Ronaldo. They have like all huge athletes that are promoting it.
Okay.
All that. So I tried a real one over the weekend at a runner's store. I was getting my husband a new pair of sneakers.
Sure.
And I'm usually pretty active, but I blew out my knee a couple weeks ago, so I haven't been that sore in quite a while.
You didn't use it on your knee, right? I mean, that's not going to fix your problem.
No.
That's going to make things worse.
It's like for people that run marathons and they do heavy exercise athletes.
So there you were dragging your bum leg in the mall, and you were like, yeah, let me try this thing.
Right, and it was awesome.
Like, was it?
Oh my gosh, like the sores in your neck and like, and I was like, this is great. So I go home and I'm thinking like, oh, maybe I'll get this for my husband for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So I look it up online. What? Like they start, the mini ones start at $199.
What? $199?
No, the full size ones, like the ones they had at that store, were $599.
Shush your mouth.
They're so expensive.
Was it heated or not? Because here's the thing. I bought one for my wife last year before these things got really blown up. It's not one of those. It's a knockoff, but it was like, I don't know, $100. I got it on Black Friday. That thing actually works. It works good.
You could buy accessories for it, I guess. I don't know. But anyway.
Like a medallion.
Yeah. You can hang it around your neck.
$500.
So I keep seeing the knockoffs everywhere. And I'm like, I wonder if these are as powerful as the real one.
Yeah.
So I was at Marshall's last night and I picked one up. Now, the one I picked up is called the Pro Age Copper. And it's a massage gun with micro vibration, it says. and it was on clearance for $18.
Oh, good.
Now,
good. Found it in between a sweater and a dog bowl.
Exactly.
Gotta love Marshalls.
So I went on Amazon, their website, to read the reviews of this particular knockoff.
Yes.
And Caitlin wrote, this would be much better if it charged from a USB plug. It's not as strong on battery as it is plugged in. Okay. And then David wrote, not powerful enough, will not relax or relieve muscle tension, no massaging, it's just a tickle.
Oh.
All right.
Poor Dave.
So this thing comes with two attachment heads. So it's got the rubber ball that's kind of like the therapy one.
Right.
And it's got these other two attachments.
It's like a prong thing, like a cattle prod.
Yeah. So I guess I just come over and I'm just going to shoot you, Raven, and we'll see what happens.
Great.
Good.
That's good. Yeah.
All right. And come on over.
Should be noted, by the way, we opened up the box and we didn't find any USB charging wire. They kept it, apparently.
That's why it's on clearance.
Yeah, they kept it.
Were they going to shoot you in the face?
Why would you move my face? How about my shoulder? It's not very powerful. It's not.
Do you feel muscle relief?
I mean, I think it's going to take longer than 3 seconds, but no, it's not very good.
No.
It feels a bit like an $18 massager is what it feels like.
Well, here's the good news.
Yeah.
I kept the receipt, so I can return it.
Is that on high?
Yes, I think
it doesn't appear to be doing. All right. If you hold it against my back of my head, it actually almost affects my talking, or is that just in my mind?
Now I'm shooting in the face.
I would skip this gift.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you put up a million signs all over the neighborhood and down the street saying that you're having a tag sale, right?
Yeah.
And then after said tag sale, you don't take the signs down.
Oh, I can't stand that.
That's all I need to know about you.
Are they like day glow yellow or green, neon green or something too?
Handwritten with your black Sharpie, tag sale, William Street, coming up this Saturday.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I look at it, I'm like, this Saturday? And then I'm like, I've seen that sign up for like 6 months now.
Yeah,
like
7 Saturdays ago.
Do people just show up every Saturday or is it outdated? And then you see the ones with the dates and it's like dating back months ago. And I'm like, if you went through all the trouble to go and put these signs up, why wouldn't you take them down? And whose responsibility is it? It's not the town or the city's responsibility to
not
take them down.
Not the town's responsibility. It should be your responsibility or else you could actually get a ticket for it. At least that's the way it is in my town. But can we be real for a minute about tag sale signs?
Yeah.
Most of your signs really suck. Just going to put it out there, all right? Mm-hmm. Listen, 80 to 85% of tag sale and estate signs, they stink, all right? I can't read it as I'm driving by. You know, and the wind flaps the sign. You got no structure to the actual poster board you're putting up there. You know, put in a bit of work. When I see a good tag sale or estate sign, I ponder stopping there. You know what I do, Anna? I don't actually stop there, but I ponder it for just a moment, and then I keep driving.
I like that you fall for the fake marketing thing. Like when people write, so there's tag sales.
Yeah.
There's garage sales.
Right.
Then there's estate sales.
Right. Estate sales, somebody's getting paid.
They're all the exact same thing, Raven.
Oh, okay.
You just believe that an estate sale is more fancy than a tag sale.
It's true.
Sale.
When I hear estate, I think silverware.
Right.
I think there's going to be some sort of hutch, maybe some sort of armoire or a wardrobe closet or something I can buy. It's
true. They use the higher quality Sharpie on that poster board.
Well, you know what? Like I'm telling you, I mean, if you step up your poster game, you're probably going to get more attendance. That's all I'm saying. 80 to 85% of tag sales signs. You mailed it in, all right? It sucks. And clearly that tells me what kind of condition your products are going to be in. If you are trying to organize what appears to be a coyote hunt on your property on the Nextdoor app, that's all I need to know about you. Check out this post from Thomas. Anyone interested in helping me deplete the coyote population on our property? We have too many coyotes inhabiting our property. I would like them removed. A bow or crossbow would be required. No guns.
What?
Contact Tom.
No.
And the great thing is that it shows the location of these areas too. This guy's in the center of a very hoity-toity town. There's no way he can hunt coyotes on his property in the middle of this area.
No, you can't do that.
No, it sounds terrible.
That's all I need to know about you.
Greg responds, coyotes are no joke. I got stared by two of them last winter. DEEP is not going to help you. Good luck, Tom, and God bless. So, that's a real message.
That's fantastic.
It's crazy.
Earlier today, we were talking about how people, 1 in 6 people use their dishwasher pictures for things that have nothing to do with washing dishes.
Right.
Right? So I'm looking at our text line because people are like responding to that. Mm. If you use your dishwasher to store inexpensive knickknacks like flower vases.
Oh, nice.
Like Bev does. That's all I need to know about you. Or how about this text? I store it for my hats. That's where I keep all my baseball hats. What?
I mean, just how about get your dishwasher fixed and use it to wash the actual dishes?
You can always call, too. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you.
It's random.
What do you think you're doing?
It's intrusive.
Why did you force Apple to break through the security wall of an iPhone?
It's time for Raid Raven's Phone.
This is when I get to go through Raven's phone and read his text messages out loud. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Be careful. Don't let that thing lock up because I'm not giving you my passcode over the air because it is also my passcode for all things in my life.
Good. I already found one. I'm not letting it go.
Okay.
Okay, so I was going through Raven's text messages and there's one text message that I'm confused about.
All right.
All right, there's 19 people on this text chain.
Can I just say that at the beginning, I hate group text messages. They are the worst. I mean, 100%. Seriously, I'm going to get messages all hours of the day and night.
Yeah. No, I have a rule. There shouldn't be more than 5 people on a group text. And even in my mind, that's too many.
And it has to cut off at like 9 o'clock for me. 9 p.m. All right.
Anyway, so I'm looking at this. It has 19 people on it. So I click to see like who's on it, like thinking it's probably like your wife and your friends and all that.
A ton of people, maybe family or something.
No. First of all, there's no names next to any of these things. And it's all the same phone number, which is your phone number. And then the last digit is different. So like it's like the last 4 digits are like 9802, 9803, 9804.
I mean, seriously?
What?
What? You just giving out my phone number right
it's
now?
The last 4 digits. Who's going to guess the rest?
I mean, all right.
But anyway, on this text chain that has like all these same phone numbers, do you know what this is? It just comes from the person, and it's 3 middle finger emojis.
So here's the crazy thing. So I'm sitting on Sunday, and it's actually the first moment that I have where I actually hit the couch, and I get this text message, and football is on, of course. So I figure when I see a group message on that with middle fingers on a weekend, that it's probably one of my obnoxious friends talking to me about football. And just like you, I open up this message and scroll through and see that there are 20, not random, but sequential numbers, as you said. Like, I mean, they're just changing the last digit or the last 2 digits there, and they've sent it to all these people. Not one of those numbers is listed with a name. So I don't know any of these people. So I'm thinking to myself, is this the world's new crank call? Because I don't know this person. And I feel like they sent the message to everybody to get people to respond for a reason that I really can't fathom. I can't figure it out.
It's so strange. Like, why would they just one person randomly choose 20 numbers in a row and then just send 3 middle fingers to them?
Here's the thing, too, is I don't understand. Is the joke flipping me the bird, the stranger the bird, or is it the fact that you've now tangled 20 people in a group text message and they are possibly going to respond? Because you see a couple hours later, somebody jumps in.
Yeah, so at Sunday at 7:25 p.m., somebody writes, what?
What?
But it's just
like what?
But it's just W-A-T.
Right. What?
What? What?
That's street what?
Okay.
Right.
And then
next day.
Yeah. Then yesterday morning at 4:58 a.m., somebody writes, "Lose my number!" Exclamation point! Exclamation point! Exclamation point!
As if you had to say that. Like,
right.
I mean, obviously you don't know the person who texted you. I mean, maybe that one person does know that person. I don't know. I'm so tempted here. Like, I've been on the line the last 24 hours thinking to myself, do I now become the person who throws a hand grenade in this group text message and just starts, you know, texting people? Because I'm up all sorts of hours.
Oh, no, I'm going to text right now.
Oh, my gosh. What are you going to say?
I'm going to say, hi, this is Temmie. I just got a new puppy.
What? Why would you say that?
Because I just want to see what somebody says. Ready? All right. I sent it.
Good.
Let's see what happens.
We'll keep an eye on this, then.
See
thank
what
you.
Happens.
Right. Updates could be coming.
Yeah. There's just some people you don't trust.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what they do for a living or for whatever reason, you just don't trust them. Who is that? 1-800-330-9999.
Past experiences, obviously, will influence your decision-making. So my wife, this is her third wedding ring. Third wedding ring that we had to get here. She's got the 2, you know, regular wedding bands that go around each side of it are her engagement ring. And one of the times that she had to send out her engagement ring for repair, like a diamond or two had fallen out, essentially they said, we can't repair it anymore. In my thought, I think they lost it, to tell you the truth. I think they sent the ring out, they sent it to some artisan maker, and they didn't get it back, essentially. So she had to get another ring at that point.
Did they pay for it?
Yeah, they paid for it. They took care of everything.
Yeah.
It, you know, but at the same time, it's like, that's not the one you asked me with. That's not the one that we, you know, got married with, that kind of thing.
Yes.
So, you know, she was obviously very upset about that. So from now on, whenever we go, and she has to get the rings inspected for the insurance and all that, like every 6 months, whenever we go, she hands that jewelry to anybody. She gets completely freaked out. There's literally one person in the jewelry store that she trusts. And if that person's not there, sweats, anxiety, the whole thing. Had to deal with that this past week when the rings got inspected. They're sitting in one of those oil-based things where they clean it.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's in there a long time. I'm just worried. God, I hope it comes out and it's all right. And I'm like, babe, it's right there.
Right.
There's no trap door in the jewelry cleaner. You're going to get the rings back. It's going to be fine.
After your jeweler loses your wedding ring, I can understand not trusting jewelers for a while. That's tough.
Yeah, there's people you don't like. So yesterday, so we just bought a new sofa. Sofa's supposed to get delivered tomorrow. All mm-hmm. right. So yesterday they called with the update and they're like, you can expect your sofa in between Wednesday, 11 and 2. Rage, a regular voice comes in and I'm like, oh, no, that's not going to happen in that time period. I don't trust couch delivery people. I don't trust delivery people in general to get there within the window.
I never actually believe that somebody will show up in the window that they have given me.
Right.
I never trust that.
Cable guy says he's going to be there at 10 a.m. That is not happening.
No.
It's not happening.
No. I don't trust call center representatives for so many reasons.
Yeah.
One, because... Well, when I was younger, I used to work in a call center.
Yeah. And so you remember who worked with you.
Oh, I remember, like, it was shady. The things they would tell. And I remember because I was so young. I was, like, 18 years old at the time. Mm-hmm. And I remember being like, is this legal? Turns out a lot of the stuff that we were told to say and do wasn't.
Wasn't.
No.
No, I was a telemarketer for a while myself,
yeah.
too. Definitely sketchy.
And even, like, this past weekend, I called someone and I had a call. And I had an issue with my app that for my car to turn on my car and all that. And they immediately started giving me word salad.
Oh, yeah.
So they were like, we could understand why this would be frustrating for you.
Like, what are you typing?
And I'm like, what are you doing?
What are you typing?
What are you saying? Right. What? And then all of a sudden, please hold. And then I hear click. And they hung up on me. And I was like,
right.
This is why I don't trust call center people.
You don't
people.
Trust them at all. You know who I don't trust? I don't trust the doctor's assistant, the PA. Like, I know you're an educated person. I know you're, I guess, working to be a doctor or something like that. But I don't trust you. Where's my doctor? Get my doctor in here.
No, I trust the PAs.
No, I call my doctor, like, doctor. And then the other guy walks in and he's like, I'm Kevin. And I'm like, all right, cool, Kev. Like, what? Now what? Like, you know?
See, I'm the opposite. I trust them more than the doctors because I feel like they have more time for me.
I don't trust weather people on television. And I don't trust my iPhone weather. The truth is, I don't trust weather reports no matter what.
Well, that's valid.
No matter what.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I don't trust anybody except for Margaret to do my highlights and my hair.
Yeah.
If she's not available, it's like a problem. Like, I don't know what to do.
You contemplate walking out right at that moment, right? I mean, your hairstylist is your hairstylist.
You
got to have trust.
Yeah, when you call and, like, they're like, oh, Margaret's not available, it's like...
right, your heart drops, right. And you have to decide, is today the date I'm going to gamble?
Right.
Right. No, I get it.
I don't trust anybody except my hairstylist. Who don't you trust? Raven's wife, Alicia, was having like a panic attack this weekend because she had to go bring her jewelry in to get inspected. But a while ago, she had brought in her wedding ring and they lost it. So ever since then, she doesn't trust jewelers.
Yeah. Yeah. She has a real anxiety about this thing. You know, they were like, oh, we'll get it repaired. No problem. Diamonds fell out. And then they were like, oh, we can't repair it. I'm telling you, I think it was code speak. They lost that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, who don't you trust?
I don't trust people who bag my groceries at grocery stores.
Do you not trust them because they structurally will just do it wrong? Or what is it you think they're going to do? Are they going to leave with your groceries? I doubt that.
That's never going to happen.
I feel like they'll do everything. They'll just pack everything wrong. They'll crush my eggs or my bread. And then they stand there all day. They don't wash their hands. They don't sanitize. Like, I don't trust them touching my stuff.
You know what I don't like? I don't like when they put a bunch of square stuff in a plastic bag and don't double bag it. I can't trust you, bro. You ain't got my best interest at heart. I can't trust you.
I like to bag my own stuff because I feel like they don't put enough items in each bag, and then I have to take more trips out to my car.
Mm.
So I'm like, I'll do it. And then they look at me like wide-eyed because I'm breaking every rule. I'm just shoving everything in there like a thing of ham, like from the cold cut. I just shove it down the side.
Oh,
I'm like, it's fine.
No.
It'll be fine. This cucumber, I'm going to put it right on the bottom of this bag. I have no respect for this cucumber.
And taking food right out of their baby's mouth. I love it. You know what it reminds me, too, is like, I don't trust anybody parking next to me. Like, do you trust anybody parking next to you anywhere?
I feel like nobody should trust me parking next to them.
Well, that's fair, too. But
yeah.
I don't trust the person that puts the carriage in between our cars. What? I don't trust any of those people.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who don't you trust?
Hi, yeah. So you know those people that talk behind other people's back, like once they leave the room or they're not around them? Anyone who just like you just met and they're just talking about badly about others, I don't trust them at all. Like, what are you going to say about me when I'm not in the room?
Excellent point. 100%.
Yep. The exact same. I mean, you can expect they're showing you their behavior. You can expect that wherever you go.
Exactly. If someone shows you who they are, believe them.
I'm looking at our text line at 1-800-330-9999. I don't trust the dentist. When I was a kid, I was a victim of insurance fraud, and my dentist was changing my fillings every 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I wouldn't trust either.
He ended up getting arrested and served time. I wasn't the only one that he did that to.
Imagine being the dentist that's in prison that has to explain it to people. You know what I don't trust? I don't trust tracking numbers anymore. I don't trust tracking
numbers. Why?
Because everything that I order, they give me a tracking number and they say it's expected by this day, never shows up on that day anymore. I don't trust it. I don't trust Prime anymore.
Oh,
I don't, and that's a sad thing.
Our text line's cracking me up. Raven's wife doesn't trust jewelers because they lost her wedding ring one time. Who don't you trust and why? 1-800-330-9999. On our text line, I don't trust cats. They all look friendly and you trust them. And then they attack you and they get in like 5 punches before you can move out of the way.
You know who I don't trust? I don't trust the person that waves you on at the 4-way stop. If it's not your way to go, if it's not your turn to go, like I don't trust that person who's waving me out.
Also on the text line, don't trust triple wash stickers on salads. Found some strange living things in there. Ew.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who don't you trust?
Contractors.
Yeah. I feel like, a contractor, you can meet a great contractor. And I feel like they know it as well as you. Their reputation has been ruined before they even get to your house, right?
Yeah.
And it's not their fault. It's the species of contractor
that
really that they're dealing with that. They could be a great contractor. They could be a trustworthy person, a well-meaning individual, but there's something about them.
Never in my life have I had a good experience with a contractor, and it's terrible.
That's sad.
It's terrible.
It is too bad. And then when you get one,
it really is.
You want to keep your contractor forever when you finally find one, and all mine move away.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who don't you trust?
I don't trust people who work in pet stores.
If you're a regular pet store, okay, we can have trust. No problem. But if you sell animals, like if you sell dogs and cats, like no trust. No trust. If you assist with adoption, that's different.
Yeah.
That's very different.
I know some great women that work at pet shops, but they also head adoption agencies, too.
Yeah. I mean, if you're the pet shop in the mall and you're selling puppies, like, I don't trust you at all. And frankly, I'd like to be an activist break them all out.
Even some of the products. I'm a veterinary technician, and you have no idea how many people come into my clinic and say, well, the pet store recommended this food.
Oh, well, that's different. I mean,
trying to sell
but you
things.
Can't trust corporations. Yeah. I mean, nobody trusts corporations. There's not a single corporation to trust. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Thank
read a
you
sci-fi
for the call.
Novel. They're the devil.
Anna and Raven, who don't you trust?
Anybody who's trying to sell me a car or a mattress.
A mattress or a car.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's true.
Well, I don't trust anybody that tries to sell me makeup. If you have like a commission-based job, I feel like sometimes I go there and they make me look like a clown and then they try to convince me that I'm pretty. And I'm like, all right, what percentage of this are you taking home?
That's happened to my wife, too. And I'm like, it's a little light in the eyes for some reason. I'm like, what's going on? But she always identifies it. But I get it. And the guy who's selling you a car, like he's only selling you something that you desperately need. Like you need a vehicle. We all need one to exist. It's not his fault that cars are just, that thing that you never trust somebody.
I know.
You literally never trust it. It's like a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
You never trust a mechanic for some reason. They could be the best mechanic ever. You never trust them.
And on Raven, who don't you trust?
The public restroom.
Yeah, I don't trust public restrooms either. You're right. No, even if it looks good, don't put your butt on that.
Yeah,
no.
Hover. I think everybody gets it. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who don't you trust?
I don't trust those people that call you to offer you health insurance. I think they're shady people. They've got something up their sleeves. They call you all the time and they tell you they're like, they sound really sweet, but they're just, I don't think they're smart people. They're evil. I think they're evil.
But doesn't everybody know that it's all a scam now?
The thing is, there still is open enrollment every year for everybody else. So nobody knows whether they're getting the real call or the scam call. Like, you don't know. You don't know. Maybe your vehicle warranty is actually ready to expire, Anna. Did you ever think of that?
No, I didn't think of that. Yeah.
You're going to show up one day for service and just find out that it's not covered. And you'll be like, why? They'll be like, we called you.
We called you 700 times. Every time we called you, we told you that your warranty was coming up. Right. And every time you hung up on us and said, remove my number.
Right. It's hard to trust those people. You're right.
You start dating a new guy, all of a sudden these abbreviations start showing up on text, or you're on a dating website and you're looking at somebody's bio and you're like, wait a minute, what does that mean? Courtney Davis is a stand-up comedian and dating expert, going to quiz us on some of the most popular dating abbreviations out there.
Yes, I know you guys haven't been in the dating world for a little bit of time. I'm going to throw some at you and we're going to see who knows more.
And I'm going to be the bell.
And I'll be the squeaky toy.
The first term is going to be FWB.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
I mean, this is a family program. Can we say that?
I'm sorry. I false rang.
I got so excited.
Oh, friends. Oh. Yes. Oh. Friends with benefits.
No,
yes.
You cheated. No, she told you.
Well, she said friends. It was only a clue.
You know. Right, I'm going to have to give you guys hints. You've been out for too long.
All right.
It's true. Okay. The second term is O-N-S.
O-N-S. Oh, yeah. I got it.
Yes.
One night stand.
Wow.
Look at me
go. I didn't even need a hint.
I know. It was really good.
Okay. I hope you know this one. It's IRL. Yes.
In real life.
Correct.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, because that one is not just dating. That's like a regular term too.
Right.
So if somebody says like IRL, means like, do you want to meet in real life versus just texting or just talking online?
Right. When are we going to meet in IRL? Although that person probably sounds weird if they say that. Usually someone is going to ask you that when they are in a DM. What is a DM, folks?
Yes.
Direct message.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to think. I thought it was
going to be something dirtier. Right.
Okay. This one is kind of hard. GGG.
GGG.
I don't even know what to guess. If somebody texts you. Go ahead, Raven.
Girl.
That can't be right. Courtney, that can't be right.
Girl.
Girl. Maybe a fantasy, but that is not true.
Okay.
It is good giving and game. That means this is a partner you really want to be with, like a quality, selfless, and willing partner.
Oh.
You want to be GGG. Good giving and game.
I like that.
Oh, I like that a lot.
How about C-A-R? This is a tough one also.
I like how we just repeat the letters to ourselves. C.
Like the answer will just appear from the sky.
Catch. And
relief.
Correct.
You didn't buzz in.
She just wants the win. What does catch and release mean?
It's a dating term that refers to when someone is flirting with a person, but then stops once that person likes them back. They just like the game. They like catch them. And then once they like them back, they release them back to the wild.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really sad. And it happens all the time.
I mean, it's good for salmon. But it's bad for dating.
Right. Well, I think like that's like the thrill of the chase kind of thing. It's like you're all excited about getting them, and then once you get them, you're like, I'm done there.
But what would be worse, huh? Catch and release versus ghosting. Catch and release is probably better, right? Because you got a little flirt.
Right.
And then it didn't go all the way. You didn't fall in love.
Right. But ghosting is kind of similar.
I feel like ghosting is like you hooked up and then they disappeared.
And they leave without explanation.
Right. And catch and release is more like, we might hook up.
Exactly.
But then you don't hook up, and then they're gone.
Yep.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like he's making that up. Okay.
Okay, haunting.
They keep showing up after you think it's over.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. I didn't buzz.
I know.
But I still won.
I'll give it to you.
Oh, when an ex-partner reappears in your life.
Yes.
Whether it's on life or IRL. Do your exes show up every once in a while?
Oh, my gosh.
I wish they would.
It's the worst. I don't know what it is. Sometimes people come out of the woodwork like zombies all of a sudden. And the amazing thing is the amount of conversations they want to have with my wife. Do they not realize that my wife is a dangerous person?
That's true.
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Right.
Like, get some brains.
Courtney Davis. You could follow her online at @TheCourtneyDavis. Courtney, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I've been having a problem parking lately.
Lately?
I don't know, but it's gotten progressively worse. If you missed it yesterday, I got a ticket for being double parked. I didn't do it on purpose. Somebody left a nasty note. They thought they were so funny on my car because I didn't fully pull into the spot, apparently, according to them. There's been a lot of instances lately where I can't get into my car because cars are parked so incredibly close to me.
Well, I mean, if you're all the way to one line on one side or the other, then that, you know, gives them reason. They have to also park. It's not like a domino effect. So if you pull into a parking lot and one person is parked like an idiot, you can't be the person person that parks next to them and blames it on that person. Like, you have to make your parking space work. You had a problem with parking for years before. Might have been you got a little bit better for a little while.
I
maybe.
Did.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, this doesn't feel like a new problem.
Arthur Govin from the Next Street is a professional driving person, correct?
Yeah.
What's your title? Professional driving person?
I have my instructor license. Yeah, I'm a professional driving instructor.
So when it comes to parking, can you give us some tips on things that everybody should do?
Biggest things, first of all, watch our TikToks. The Next Street has a great TikTok channel that has all these parking maneuver, everything that you'd ever need to know with the steps included.
Is it the Next Street on TikTok?
Yeah, it's just the Next Street on TikTok.
You might
have seen a parallel parking video that went pretty viral. You know, we have a lot of stuff on there, but biggest tips with parking in general is, you know, use your reference points, pay attention to the lines, and fix it if it's not. If it's not right, you know, look at it, pay attention to the cars that are next to you and take your time. Raven likes to back into spots. I think backing in is always the way to go.
Okay, I have a real problem with this.
Yeah, yeah.
So my husband is a backer into a spotter and it makes me absolutely mental.
Why
because,
is that?
Because he's holding up all the traffic to back into this spot, which you have to do slowly and precisely. And then... Nine times out of ten, Arthur, he backs in so tight that you can't get into the trunk. Well, you know what's in the trunk? The diaper bag, the stroller, anything we could possibly need. So now why do we go through all this trouble, hold up 30 people in line to back up into this spot, and now we can't even get the stuff we need out of the trunk?
I can't wait to hear Arthur's response.
Well, okay, so my opinion is you're not holding up traffic as much as you are when you're backing out of a spot. And then there's a big line of people waiting for you to back out of the spot. It's also just more dangerous. There's more chance of an accident. Meanwhile, when you're pulling out, it's a lot safer. And the trunk thing, I get. I mean, I don't have kids, so I don't have to deal with it as much. But I think that backing
he could leave
in
a foot.
Is the way.
Yeah. I mean, he could leave a foot and then both. Both
have
people
ever,
are happy.
Exactly.
You ever try to get a stroller out of a car with
all
foot?
All I'm saying is if he leaves a little space. I mean, Arthur is trying to be so nice to you right now when you look at him so seriously about your parking techniques. And, you know, he's given a lot of practical answers and reasons to this. It makes a lot of sense what he's talking about.
I think we should just figure out whether or not
he can teach you.
Do you think that mirrors are actually necessary still, even though we have all those cameras?
Totally.
Don't you feel like they're obsolete? Like, it doesn't
no,
even make sense anymore?
Mirrors are absolutely necessary when you're backing in, especially if you use some of the techniques that we teach. You know, using those reference points, that gets you in, you know, because the backup camera is great, but it's only good for what's directly behind you. But the mirrors tell you where you are in the lines and where you are in reference to the space in general.
And relation, other vehicles, people,
exactly.
Pedestrians, all that stuff that are out of the fisheye lens.
Well, tomorrow, same time, Arthur is going to jump into my car and he's going to critique my driving. And we'll see how that goes.
Wait.
And maybe we'll see.
Neither.
Maybe we'll see that it's not me. It's the lines on the floor. That's it.
Yeah,
definitely.
There's two kinds of Venmo friends, Raven, that forget to pay you.
Okay.
And I think the problem is you trying to figure out which one is he.
I just can't believe I'm doing this.
Explain the situation. I feel like a lot of people have had this issue lately.
Listen, I went out to eat with some friends on Saturday night. Dinner and drinks is a good time. It's, you know, my schedule's been super busy. I haven't done that in a very long time.
Get to the point.
All right. So we went out. We had drinks and dinner, and then we were getting ready to go to a second location. And this place has a policy they don't split checks. So I just throw up my credit card because, you know, I love the points. I got to get those points. I love to do it. And I hate that uncomfortable moment where we figure out what we're going to do with the check. My buddy says to me, do you want to just split it? I said, absolutely. I said, hey, they only take one card. I'll give the card. You Venmo. He says, yeah. His wife simultaneously gets like, oh my God, what's your Venmo? Oh my God, let me scan it. I'll send it to you right now. And I'm like, we don't need to freak out. And her husband's like, yeah, it's no big deal. We leave. We go to the next bar. It's fine. It's the third day. And I have not received any said payment. And here's the thing. On Sunday, he came over and helped me move something at my house.
Okay.
All right. Yesterday, I friended him on Venmo in the morning thinking, well, that'll trigger him, right? He'll know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. He accepted my friend request on Venmo, and he did not Venmo me.
Right.
I don't know what do I do about this, because on the one hand, I'm trying to replay in my mind like all the things that I said. Like I was like, did I imply, you know, because I had had a couple beers. Did I imply that I was, no, you know, it's all set, as far as I meant all set, like you don't have to freak out and panic right at this moment. But did he think I said it's all set, like
you're
you
gonna
know.
Pick up the check, and you thought you were saying like you Venmo me later. You don't need to do it right this minute. Yeah.
So here's the other problem. He comes over and helps me, like I said, the next day.
So you think that's payment?
No, maybe it's that, but maybe he just thinks like I'm this hero. Like I'm just the guy who just
picks up checks.
Yes. Okay. And now he's got this great opinion of me. And secretly, I love that subconsciously, too.
But you want him to pay you back the $90 on Venmo.
Man, you said the number, now he knows I'm talking about him.
All right.
I mean, you said the exact amount.
Well, I think a lot of people have this issue with Venmo, and there's two kinds of Venmo friends. Okay. Two kinds of Venmo friends. One is the one that genuinely forgets.
Yeah.
And I get that. Yeah. And with my good friends, I don't even pay attention. You know, like the truth of the matter is like, sure. I don't care. I got you this time. You'll get me next time. Sure.
Right.
But there are other Venmo people. And I was just talking about this with my girlfriends, Lisa and Bonnie, the other day, that they're so used to you picking up the check and you got it and all this that they say, oh, I'll Venmo you. But they never have any real intention
Doing it.
And there's no awkwardness at the point because brush it off and then you come back to it. And like they're just never going to Venmo you because they know you're never going to bring it up.
My friend is a fine, upstanding man with a gainful employment. Actually, just we were toasting his promotion. He got a great new job.
Maybe he thought that you were just congratulating him by picking up dinner.
God, I wish I could remember exactly what I said.
Right. See? So you have two things you can do. You can request payment from him on Venmo.
Oh, God, I can't imagine that.
No, and then you would have no more friends.
I'm agonizing.
Yeah, because then you're that person that's like, can you imagine they did this?
What was number two?
You have to forget it and eat it and just pretend like we never had this conversation and then just hope that next time they pick up the check. Or that he'll remember. Because sometimes on Fridays, I pay my babysitter through Venmo. Mm. And sometimes I forget to pay her. And then I'll remember like a week later and then I'll pay her double. And I'm like, why didn't you remind me? And then she's like, oh, I knew you would pay me eventually.
Yeah, my nightmare is that he hears the podcast.
Well, he's going to listen to the podcast. And guess what? You're going to have $88 in your bank account.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Brandon and Melissa. Melissa, what's going on?
Well, my daughter's getting married, and we're really excited about that. Brandon thinks that he should walk her down the aisle, and I don't think so. I think it's my daughter's decision, and this is going to put pressure on her. And if she wants Brandon to walk her down the aisle, then she'll ask. So I don't think Brandon needs to step into this.
Brandon, you're her stepfather, correct?
Absolutely. And I've been her stepfather for 15 years. And I mean, she's got a ton of things on her plate already. She's getting married. There's a ton of things she's got to decide. And I just wanted to throw it out there and offer it to her and say, hey, I'm available. I'm willing to do it. I'd love to do it. It'd be one of the greatest honors of my life because I consider her to be my daughter. Mm-hmm. And I would just love to walk her down. And I just want her to know it is her decision. It's totally her decision. But I wanted her to know that I'm there for her. Her real father's not there for her. We both know that. And I'm there for her if she wants me to do it. I just want her to have that knowledge and just to know that I'm there.
Hmm. I mean, on the one hand, I mean, what's the harm in offering? But I mean, I think probably, Melissa, you know your daughter better than most. So if you believe that that's going to put pressure on her, I guess maybe there's a different way to approach it. You know, this is the thing about weddings, right, Anna? Because people can be estranged. Dad might be out of the picture, but I'm assuming he's alive.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, I mean, at that point, really, it does become your daughter's decision, too, whether or not he's actually going to be involved in the ceremony. And weddings have a way of kind of bringing people back out from the woodwork and reestablishing relationships.
Melissa, you haven't just asked your daughter point blank who's going to walk you down the aisle. Are you going to have someone? I mean, you don't have to have somebody walk you down the aisle. You haven't talked to her about it or discussed it?
No, we haven't talked about it. I mean, she has mentioned that she's planning on inviting her dad. So it's not like she's going to keep it away from him. So, you know, just let her decide.
Yeah, I think that honestly, this is where the pressure comes, is because then she feels like she has to make a decision one way or the other. I don't really see the harm in offering personally myself, as long as you say, listen, I know you've got a dad. I know no matter, you know, what your relationship was with him, you know, it's your decision. But on the other hand, you know, just letting her know that obviously you love her and you care for her and you're there to do whatever you can for her is doesn't seem like the worst decision to me, but
exactly. I just want her to know I'm 100% there for her and that it's up to her. If her dad does want to come, if her dad does show up, and if he's who she really wants to walk her down the aisle, I'm all for that.
Well, that's the part.
That I'm
that's
there.
Where the pressure comes in.
That's the pressure right there, is that you were fine until you said that last line there. Because then it makes it feel like it's an ultimatum.
Wouldn't she have said something?
I don't know. It's early on. You know, a lot of people don't even understand. They don't get that far ahead in their mind yet, you know? And she's probably unsure. She hasn't talked to her dad, but yet she's going to invite him. She probably wants to see how that goes.
Well, let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Melissa. Maybe offering Brandon puts a lot of pressure on her, and she doesn't know what she wants to do yet, or she would have asked you. But they may see your side, too. There's certainly nothing wrong with saying, I love you, and as a stepfather, I'd be honored to walk you down the aisle. I think that's really sweet, too.
I don't want her to be afraid to ask me because, you know, she's got so much else going on, or she just doesn't know, you know, how I'll react.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Melissa's daughter is getting married, and Brandon has been her stepfather for 15 years. He loves her. And he says, you know, she doesn't have a huge, great relationship with her biological dad. I would like to offer to walk her down the aisle. But Melissa doesn't think that's such a great idea.
Well, I think a lot of it is the wording of how he's going to ask, right? Well, I know you don't have a relationship with your dad. I'd be honored to walk you down the aisle. I mean, you're making assumptions about what her choices will be on her wedding day, right? So much of what we do on our wedding days is actually not what we actually envisioned. It's what we want to do with the people around us so we don't, you know, hurt anybody's feelings or please them. That makes these decisions really difficult. But can you just offer without, you know, putting that pressure on her?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court.
Yes, I was just calling because I had the same situation happen in my wedding. And what I chose to do, and it depends on the relationship, I actually had both my father and stepfather walk me down the aisle.
Well, that's nice. But see, that was your decision. If your stepfather would have asked you if he could walk you down the aisle, would that have influenced what you did?
No, like he should offer it and just put it out there, but not say, can I walk you down the aisle?
Okay. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Melissa's daughter is getting married, and she doesn't really have the best relationship with her biological father. He's invited to the wedding and everything, but you know, the big question is who's going to walk her down the aisle? That's why Brandon, Melissa's husband, who's been her stepfather for 15 years, would really like to tell her, I would be honored to walk you down the aisle. Melissa doesn't think it's a good idea.
Well, you know, implying that I'm here for you and I want to do it does two things. I mean, it can do one of two things, right? I mean, number one, it could say it's so good that he's reassuring me that he's there for me. But on the other hand, it says, you know, he'd really like to. And then you're feeling the emotional pull of that. It's amazing how many dads haven't been there for decades and then show up on the wedding day and think that they're going to walk them right down the aisle, too. Mm. This is one of the difficulties of being a stepfather. Sometimes you have to step to the side and let things just go traditionally as they have for the benefit of your child. But, you know, I don't know. How do you approach your kid and say, I'm here without saying, choose me?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Melissa thinks. It's too much pressure on her. Just let her decide. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
Basically, on the side of the wife, I think the wife should approach the daughter and discuss it with her, okay, and then come up with a solution.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea either, right? Mom puts out the conversation first and then sees, you know, what the reaction is.
That's what I would think to do. I would immediately just go to my daughter and be like, what are you thinking? Do you want mommy to help? You know, and kind of get involved.
Right, right.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
The wife's side. At first, I was with the guy because I thought it wouldn't hurt to offer. But now I think, yeah, it could be some pressure. He's obviously there. He's an obvious choice if he wants to. But she might want to walk herself down the aisle. You know, like, smash the patriarchy. Who needs this? You know, not everybody wants to do things traditionally. It's her wedding.
Yeah.
I think she probably wants somebody to walk her down the aisle,
well,
but I don't
want
to make assumptions.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to 1,000 weddings, though,
yeah.
And I've actually never seen anybody walk themselves down the aisle. I'm not saying that they don't do it. It does happen, but it's all about the wording here. If he offers and he doesn't, like, imply, I think that's a big difference.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. I want to tell you what my stepfather did, which is 100 times better than what this guy's doing. So this guy is throwing his hat in the ring and putting pressure on her. My stepfather, who was amazing, turned to me and said, because again, my father wasn't dead either, why don't you ask your father? I'm always here if you need me. And me and my sister both had our biological father walk us down the aisle while still having this amazing stepfather on my mother's arm. And it was a great day. And that's what a stepfather should do.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Melissa, our audience agreed with you. You know, clearly she hasn't made a decision yet. She's probably trying to battle with it in her own mind. And even though your heart is in the right place, Brandon, maybe wait until the last minute and say something if she hasn't said anything to you. But offering may put a lot of pressure on her when she's still trying to figure it out herself.
I understand that. Yeah. And yeah, definitely. Yeah, the last thing I want to do is put pressure on her. And you know, it's good to hear what other people, you know, get some other opinions on this. So, yeah, I can definitely wait. I think I can do that.
Melissa, almost seems to me that honestly, with you being the ear with her and, you know, wedding preparations as they are and mom and daughter, I'm often involved in a lot of things. You know, there's going to be dress fittings and all that stuff. You know, maybe it makes sense more for you to mention it to her or wait for her to talk to you about it, because at some point she's going to open up and go, Ma, I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, I'm not sure what I'm comfortable with or whatever. And you could say, listen, whatever you decide is going to be fine. But just so you know, and then you can kind of open that door there or whatever, you know, because a lot of times they just don't know.
Yeah. And yeah, definitely. I think this is good.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven Cash jackpot is up to $200 thanks to HelloFresh. This holiday season, let HelloFresh send you everything you need to make delicious meals in about 30 minutes. Get 14 free meals plus 3 free gifts during their Black Friday sale with code ANNA14 at HelloFresh.com/ANNA14. All right, Katie, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Katie.
Okay.
Thank you.
Raven's walking out of here. When that big old studio door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio, Katie. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I bring them back in, ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right, great. Number one, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers facing criticism over claims that he misrepresented his vaccination status. He recently guest hosted what ABC game show?
Jeopardy.
Number two, 1 in 10 Americans admit to eating Thanksgiving leftovers for more than 7 days. Blech. Which cast member from Friends had a turkey on her head?
Monica.
Number three, Salma Hayek hired an expert to check out her haunted home in London, and they say they found 20 ghosts and got most of them to leave, except for the good spirits that included a nun. She currently stars opposite Angelina Jolie in what Marvel movie?
The Eternals.
At number four, Ariana Grande is launching her new makeup line called REM. She's currently a judge on what show?
The Voice.
At number five, Yellowstone Season 4 debuted to a massive audience of 8 million viewers. Who plays the lead, John Dutton?
Oh, rats. I don't know.
That's all right. Not bad, Katie. Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Katie got 4 out of 5.
Wow, Katie.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
People are on a roll lately.
Yeah, they're ready to take you down.
Okay.
Number one, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers facing criticism over claims that he misrepresented his vaccination status.
Mm-hmm.
He recently guest hosted what ABC game show?
Jeopardy.
Yes. Number two, 1 in 10 Americans admit to eating Thanksgiving leftovers for more than 7 days.
Well, I would if I could.
What cast member from Friends had a turkey on her head?
Wasn't it Monica?
Yes.
Yep.
Number three, Salma Hayek hired an expert to check out her haunted home in London, and they say they found 20 ghosts. They got most of them to leave, except for the good spirits that included a nun.
Oh, man. London. Old houses, I guess, huh?
Lots of ghosts.
Yeah.
20 ghosts. It's like a hotel house of ghosts.
Really?
All right. She currently stars opposite Angelina Jolie in what Marvel movie?
Eternals.
Yes. Number four, Ariana Grande is launching her new makeup line called REM. She's currently a judge on what show?
The Voice.
And number five, Yellowstone Season 4 debuted to a massive audience of 8 million viewers.
Wow.
Who plays the lead, John Dutton?
Kevin Costner.
Yes.
And Tim McGraw, I guess, is the spinoff, right? It's going to be a prequel.
A prequel to it with Tim McGraw, yep.
It's supposed to be a really big show. Of course, I don't have that station, so I wouldn't know.
It's so funny. So it's the most watched cable show since The Walking Dead, they're saying. And I was on Facebook, I noticed last night, everybody was talking about it. I was like, am I the only one that has never heard of the show?
Right. I don't have Paramount. I've heard of the show. Yeah. I just don't have it.
I'm sorry, Katie. He beat you 5-4 today. That gets you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's Katie, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, you did great, Katie. Hold on the line. Let's get all your info.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
Put another $100 in the jackpot tomorrow. Your chance, $300. Sign up to play at annaandraven.com.